Well, we're not surprised Mitt did it. We're just shocked that he'd admit it, as so few with binders full of women do. Some men like keeping tabs, and thus they file the most fabulous into a kind of fairer sex who's who. Of names and facts and figures of the ones who meet the rigors of the high and lofty standards of their stash, as those meriting selection are enshrined in their collection, Mitt, you ought to throw the dang things in the trash. Set 'em free from your three-ring scrutiny. Let the women in them binders be unbound, 'cause they don't need you to rate them, rank, file, coalesce, or collate them. Set 'em free and let 'em be on equal ground. Perhaps Mitt's binders once had belonged to his great-granddad to help him to keep track of all his wives. With the lovers, maids, and nannies you acquire with polygamy, those alpha males need to alphabetize. Though Mitt might be avoiding them, the Jungians and Freudians might think his binder fetishes just might be somewhat symptomatical, and I don't think it's radical to wonder if he's wrapped a bit too tight. Set 'em free now from your menagerie. Let the women in them binders be unbound, 'cause they don't need you to rate them, rank, file, coalesce, or collate them. Set 'em free and let 'em be on equal ground. Well, it's quite illuminating, Mr. Romney's mitigating revelation seems to bother me and you. Perhaps because it's meant for just the 53% of us who Mitt said he is ever talking to. But it's our nation's strength he's sapping, as those binder rings are snapping closed and futures once so limitless are locked by stating his portfolios are filled with cooks and only those who must get dinner served by 5 o'clock. Set 'em free, won't you listen to our plea? Let the women in them binders be unbound, 'cause they don't need you to rape them, rank, file, coalesce, or collate them. Set 'em free and let 'em be on equal ground. Set 'em free, 'cause they're just like you and me. Let the women in all binders be unbound, 'cause they don't need you to rate them, rank, file, coalesce, or collate them. Set 'em free and let 'em be on equal ground. Just get 'em off the shelf and on to equal ground.